everything that I've done with Neapolitan music until today has been inspired by and directed by my friendship with Neapolitan people, most especially the Solace String Quartet. Before that, Pompeo Benincasa, who is my great friend and promoter for many years, who is Sicilian and also knows many Neapolitan songs. But I would say the real plunge into Neapolitan songs came with the Solace Quartet, with Nunzio Areni, who approached me and Gil Dore and asked us to do a whole program of Neapolitan songs, which for us was very brave. But with the help of Solis, we managed to select a repertoire that we love very much. Solis introduced us to songs we never knew existed, much older songs from different times in the history of Neapolitan music. They gave us cassettes to listen to and discs to listen to. Gil and I listened to many, many, many discs. And we chose first on emotional impact, of course the music first, because we don't understand the lyrics exactly. So we would listen to a song, and if musically we found it beautiful, we would then go to Solis and ask for a translation and also ask for some story about the song, for some more information, deep information. And together with them, we created the program of Neapolitan songs that we performed first in Caserta. Later, we decided to translate these songs into Hebrew because, as I said, we felt a deep connection between our language, our culture, and the Neapolitan culture. And we thought that Israeli people would really love these songs if they could understand the lyrics and if it was more part of their world. And so Gil Dore translated the lyrics from English to Hebrew, and also another very famous lyricist in Israel. And the result is the album Napoli Tel Aviv, which we're very proud of and which was a great success in Israel.